Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Parker. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Hale moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 0 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani is hit by the pitch. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Averill scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Brucker scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Parker moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.